This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mid-July is the season for grilling. This week, it's Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who's before Capitol Hill microphones for 2 days this week. Bernanke's term runs out in January, and this may be his last ride on this particular hot seat. Last time around, he faced tough questions from Republicans worried about his easy money policy designed to lift the economy. Marketplace's Kate Davidson reports Bernanke is not the first to feel the heat.
Tim Dewey is director of the Oregon Economic Forum. He says people forget the political challenges of past Fed chairs, like Paul Volcker. Volcker wrung out inflation by aggressively raising interest rates, and that was more painful than popular.
The normal political interference would be in times when the Federal Reserve was tightening policy, not when they were aggressively easing policy.
Antulio Bonfim is a former Fed economist. He says after the financial crisis, the Fed had to resort to unconventional policies, like buying large amounts of treasury debt and mortgage-backed securities.
That's something they didn't do before, and that's something that many people see as controversial and that became politicized and still is politicized in some quarters.
Bonfim thinks Bernanke will reassure Congress the Fed won't leave the economy in a lurch. Whether Congress gives them a pat on the back or a slap on the wrist, well, we'll see. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.